fire ceremony or a fire ritual, which is what the extra bowl in the center of our circle is about. And some of our younger members have never been upstairs for the fire ritual, so this will be brand new for them, and I think for some other of the older folks in our community. So this is exciting to have new people as part of this ritual. Now, people have always known about fire, and they've known that fire was special. Long, long ago, before people made candles or made even houses that had fireplaces in them, fire was known to be special. The one great fire that everybody knew about was up in the sky, right? It was the sun, which warmed the earth by day and made night into day and day into night. And there were smaller fires that people made, fires that cooked their food and kept them warm and brought them light. Human beings have always honored and respected fire because fire is special. Fire is one of the four elements. And I'm going to test you now. If you are under 35, what are the four elements other than fire? We know fire is one of those elements. What's another element? You're not under 35. But she's right. Water is another element. Fire and water, what else? Air. Yes, fire, water, air, and earth. Fire, water, air, and earth are the four basic elements that keep us alive. Each of these elements has power. It has big power, huge power, tremendous power, and it also has small, tiny power. Earth has the power of growing our food, and it's solid to walk on. But it can be also huge mountains. And have you heard of the tectonic plates? Those are those great big shifting plates underneath the earth that sometimes move. And when they move, what happens? There's an earthquake, right? So that's a different kind of power. Now, air we need as we have to breathe, right? Trees need it as well. Everything needs it. But when the wind, which is air, blows really, 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 really strongly, what do we get? What's the power in wind? Fallen trees and no power. We all know what that's been happening. Yeah, that's been happening. Tornadoes and, sorry, is that what you said? Hurricanes. Yes, we get hurricanes, we get windstorms, we get tornadoes. That's the bigger power. We need water to survive. And we love the rain, that gentle rain on our face. We get lots of that around here. And we love those, I do anyway, those puddles to jump into. Love puddles. But when water gets really powerful, really big, what does it become? A flood. A tsunami. Right. Tidal waves. So again, power. Small and large. So then we come back to fire. Fire big, fire small. When it's small, it brings light, it brings warmth, but it can also bring destruction. It can be huge and devastating. For example, this last year we had what? In BC, we had wildfires. So there's the uncontrolled power of fire, right? We have to, all these elements, but today we're talking about fire, we have to learn how to respect the power of the elements. We have to learn to respect the power of fire, even when it's very small, like our chalice flame, because it also has inherent in it that huge power that can be, at times, destructive. Because fire is powerful, human beings thought that fire was something sacred and holy. Human beings have worshipped fire from very early on, as soon as they pretty well discovered it, we have, as human beings, we have lit fire for ceremonies, we have kept sacred lamps burning, and we have maintained sacred fires burning on mountaintops that connect people to people. In indigenous culture, there's almost always a sacred fire burning that must be kept burning, especially in times of ceremony. And there are honored positions of the fire keepers that learn to respect in a deep way the power of fire and the sacredness of fire. Many of the traditions are both ancient and very modern day. We've just come through a festival of light. Could be a festival of fires. We lit Advent candles for Christmas. We lit the menorah candles for Hanukkah. There was the festival of Diwali, where Sikhs and Hindus light lamps all around their homes. And of course, there was the solstice, celebrating the return of the big light, the big fire of the sun. And when we Unitarians gather, we light our chalice. This light, this tiny flame, is our sacred fire. So what does it mean to us, this sacred chalice? It means the light of our intelligence, the light of our awareness, the light of our care for each other. And you know that light, don't you? That light that comes when somebody says yes to you, and your face lights up with a smile. I hope you understand what that means. We're going to run an experiment. I would like every single person here to turn to someone and beam their light in the way of a smile at one person and see what happens. There you go. Good. And if that person didn't work, try two more people. Thank you. So the flame this morning, this chalice flame, means that we are paying attention to that light. It's not a airy-fairy concept. It is real. We just experienced it. This light represents that light that is within each one of us that we have the power to share. Well, it's not just humans. Animals have the light in them too. I don't know about you, but I have a little dog called Charlie. And I was away for 5 days. And when he saw me, his little stubby tail was wiggling. And then his whole body was wiggling. And that was his light, his joy. And I'm sure you've seen a puppy. Cats are slightly different. They're more cool. Yeah, they're more cool with their light. They purr, yeah. I have a great deal of gratitude for Charlie in my life, which surprises me. He was my parents' dog. I just inherited him recently. But he's really lodged in my heart. And that gratitude that I feel, that too is a fire, is a light inside of me. Gratitude is in this flame. So is caring and forgiveness, compassion. It's all in that flame. All these are feelings that human beings experience and have the power, the choice, to share them with other people. So we're going to sing a song about our little light. I don't know why I've got my ET finger up, but when I sing this song, and Sue's going to lead us in this, how about everybody stands? And you can put your finger up, or your couple of fingers up, as if they were the beaming lights. this little light of mine. If you want to follow the words, it's 118.
But I'll shout them out so you don't need your book.
Good. Lovely. Thank you, Sue. Off we go.